Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's a great privilege and pleasure to have with us a good friend of this program, a man I've come to admire greatly. He is a senior and influential member of the House of Representatives these days. He represents the people of the 4th District of Pennsylvania, serves on the House Homeland Security Committee, in fact, chairs its Oversight Subcommittee, and is a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. In addition to all of that, he's a Brigadier General in the United States Army Reserves. He is, of course, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, Happy New Year to you, sir. Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, Frank. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk about your Oversight Subcommittee role. Of course, we were thrilled at the very important hearing you had back in September, looking at this phenomenon of willful blindness under the Obama administration concerning the nature of the Muslim Brotherhood and its influence operations, including inside the wire of our government.
Right.
I'm sure you were heartened to hear the Secretary of State designate talking earlier this week on the Senate side of the Hill about his determination to go after the Brotherhood. Let's talk a little bit about all that.
Well, I think it's important, you know, anybody that, look, you don't have to be in the military or spend time in the military to understand that you must identify your enemy, your adversary, before you can vanquish them. This is standard problem solving in most of our lives, right? You have to identify the problem before you can solve the problem. And there has been, it looks, at least in appearance, I think you would agree, and most people would agree if they look at the facts, there has been a turning of the head by the current administration, by the Obama administration, by them to organizations and individuals tied to those organizations that wish to subvert the United States government and our freedoms. And that can be found quite easily. And what I know you're very familiar with, the Holy Land Foundation investigation files and the evidence gleaned from that, which shows that these individuals and organizations, including the Muslim Brotherhood, including the Council on American Islamic Relations and others, operating in and around America, are they have a different plan in mind, shall we say, for America. And we want to point out these things because, look, we have finite resources, and while we're seeing people being blown up and murdered around the world, and now, you know, in many cases, as you know, sadly, it has come to America, and where people are searching for answers, many of us say our resources are stretched thin, and the answer is right in front of us. And we can't really abide an administration that's, you know, that has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, among other things, to look the other way when we have individuals tied to organizations that seek to do exactly the opposite. We have a duty, we have an oath that we've taken, and we must proceed forward in that regard. So we held a hearing, as you're well aware, and in concert with a similar hearing in the Senate, to flesh these things out and to draw attention to and illuminate the public about what's been going on with their tax dollars and what decisions are being made on their behalf and what the priorities are for these organizations like Homeland Security, where we go about our daily lives, going to work, taking care of our children and dealing with our problems. We think the government is trying to protect us from these individuals when, in fact, in too many occasions, they're just turning a blind eye to what these individuals are doing in and around our country and our community.
Yeah, and inside the government as well, as a practical matter.
Absolutely.
Influencing policy,
yes.
Notably with this whole countering violent extremism project. And Congressman, I know you have been attacked, as have I and others, about focusing on these issues, looking at them
right,
as we have, by, among others, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I noticed
right,
on your website a photograph of you with a great, well, patriot.
Just a great American.
Ayaan Hirsi Ali. And
yes.
I just, as you've wrestled with these issues, I want to first of all thank you for your leadership and standing up to this kind of character assassination and smearing. But also, secondly,
right,
to just say, if in fact the Trump administration is going to turn in a different direction on all of these things, Would you anticipate that that probably spells the end for the kind of influence operations that we've seen on the Brotherhood's part, inside the wire most especially?
Well, we certainly vehemently, just desperately hope so. I mean, how can you sleep well at night thinking that these influence operations are going on unimpeded within the halls of your government and in your community? And it's just so invigorating and relieving, quite honestly, to think that there's at least a scintilla of a chance, and hopefully much more based on the testimony that we've heard, that that this is going to end. And so we are just invigorated. And at this point, you know, with what, just 7 days away now, we're waiting to see what implementation looks like. Talk is talk, but, you know, in Washington, D.C., a lot of people talk big, but we want to see what that implementation, what actions will be taken. And quite honestly, folks like me, regardless of the character assassination from the intolerant, tolerant people, we want to be a part of forging ahead in that, whether it's legislatively or otherwise. And people might say, well, what does that mean? Well, what some things it means is listing and naming some of these organizations as terrorist organizations. And then you would say, well, they have an office down the street. Well, that's exactly right. And if you're listed as a terrorist organization, that comes with sanctions and provisions, which means that maybe your office down the street gets closed. And because we can't have these kind of organizations.
I want to put a fine point on this, if I may. You mentioned the Council on American-Islamic Relations. As I think you know, Congressman Scott Perry, we published a very interesting historical document recently called Care is Hamas. And this is available, by the way, folks, for free at securefreedom.org, which just makes express the fact that this organization, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, was founded by Hamas. And this was proven in court by the federal government back in 2008. Congressman, let me switch gears quickly on another topic that I know you've been a leader on Capitol Hill, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. You voted for a resolution recently that condemned what the Obama administration has done. I'm fearful they'll be doing more of it here shortly in regards to undermining our friends in Israel. Would you speak about what's already happening and the strategic implications of it? As a former warfighter yourself, you know this is serious business.
Well, listen, as you know, and many Americans know, that there is only one democratic ally of the United States in the Middle East, and that's Israel. And this is a policy change that has no rival to allow the Security Council to go ahead and condemn Israel for building homes, while at the same time essentially saying that the killing of innocent people and paying them, as the Palestinian Authority does, with not only Jews, but also Americans, and they do that payment with American taxpayer money, as you know, Frank. Conflating those two is the same thing. It's unconscionable and unbelievable. That having been said, it literally makes some holy sites in Israel, you know, the off limits, so to speak, or illegal territory for Jews to attend and for Israel to be. It's absurd, quite honestly. So, you know, we took action to condemn the administration for its failure to veto that. And I think you're going to see more. I think you're going to see a bill shortly and a companion in the House to defund the 22% of the United Nations that American taxpayers pay for until such time that resolution is rescinded. And I'm going to be in full support of that. And, you know, and I think you're going to see more of those type of things. We have one ally, one democratic ally in that region of the world. And there's absolutely no reason to be poking a finger in their eye when we should actually be upholding them and supporting them and standing opposed to tyranny and terrorism, whether it's here or anywhere else. You know, the UN has been long time. Has become just an anti-Israel, anti-West, anti-democracy, anti-American organization that taxpayers are forced to pay homage to. And it's absurd. We've had enough. And look, the only silver lining might be that this wakes America up and the American citizens up to what's been happening there. And we finally take our taxes and our pride back and just say, we've had enough. Get out. We're not doing it anymore.
Well said, sir. Congressman Scott Perry, as always, the time flies by so fast, but we're always grateful for yours and look forward to talking with you often in 2017. In the meantime, stay well, my friend. Keep up the great work you do on Capitol Hill. Come back to us again soon.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.